This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to help you start your day right. And you know, God has a purpose for your life today. A special, unique purpose for you. God wants to lead your life. He wants to be involved in your life. And it's so important for you to be in tune with Him. You don't know what His purpose might be. It may be some big thing going on in your life right now, or God's purpose for this day in your life may be just a part of some chance encounter you have with someone today. But in that chance encounter, God wants to use you in that person's life. And so you need to be walking with the Lord, aware of what He wants to do with you and through you. And you need to learn to constantly take time with God. Learn to recognize His voice when He's speaking to you. Learn to be sensitive to His leading about your involvement with other people. Take time in His Word. Recognize how God works. Well, we're talking about God's voice in our lives this week, and today we come to a passage in Job chapter 33, where one of Job's friends is actually speaking to him and challenging him. And sometimes what Job's friends said had a lot of truth, but they were misdirected in their judgment of Job. But what Job's friend says in this passage, I think, is right on in the verses that we're reading, verses 14 to 18. Indeed, God speaks once or twice, yet no one notices it. In a dream, a vision of the night, when sound sleep falls on men while they slumber in their beds, then God opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, so that He may turn man aside from his conduct and keep man from pride. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from passing over into death. You know, when God speaks, we should always look for His good purpose in His communication with us. As Job's friend speaks to him, I think God is reminding us today that He comes to us in many different ways. As the passage says, in a dream, a vision of the night, when sound sleep falls on men while they slumber in their beds, you may wake up with a sense in your heart that God is wanting you to do something, or that God is speaking to you about something, or you may be reading your Bible, and God may speak to you or challenge you through the Bible. It doesn't matter how God comes to you. When you are certain that God is speaking to you and that it is in line with His Word, then you need to always approach that with the assurance that God has a good purpose for you in what He's saying in this passage, to turn man from his deed, to conceal pride from man. No matter what God is saying, you can rest assured that God does have your best interest at heart. Well, what has God been trying to say to you? What is there that is stopping you from committing yourself completely to God? Why don't you do that today? How about taking a bit of time right now and talk to God about anything that is stopping you from following His plan for your life, and allow God to interact with you about that. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.